We're talking today with the new chairperson of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Leanne Saunders. Leanne, first of all, you know, you're brand new to this job, right? Just this past week.
Yes, sir. Just moved into the chair position last week at our board meeting in Washington, D.C.
Give me a little bit of background about your involvement with the meat industry and the export business.
So I've had a long history with the livestock and meat industry. I grew up in a cow-calf operation in southwestern Colorado, so my dad ranches still today. And then I've worked for various companies within the meat industry, McDonald's Corporation being one, and then for a small packer processor called PM Holdings. My husband founded a business 19 years ago called Where Food Comes From. So we do livestock identification, traceability, verification, certification work in the beef, pork, and lamb industries today.
So, you know, when we think about what you're actually involved with your company, that's a very important element of basically working with our international customers. They got a lot of information. They want a lot of information about where the, you know, the traceability of our food, right?
Yes, sir. That is true. And I've been coming to USMEF meetings for now 15 years. What USMEF provides is great market intelligence and technical expertise. And we've used that in our company to help grow services and products for our producers to make sure we can give them value-added opportunities internationally.
Today, you know, we've got obviously some great opportunities. We've got record volume levels and record value levels, especially. You know, given the high prices, what's the challenge of being able to keep those volumes up?
Yeah, that's a great question, but you're exactly right. We've had unprecedented growth continually for a long time. This year, from January to September, we're going to eclipse $5 billion in exports, both in beef and in pork, which is unbelievable, honestly. And that's attributing, you know, $280 per live beef animal, $65 per pork animal, to the bottom line value for producers in this country. So we continue to see great growth in exports. And yes, it's a challenge when you have limited numbers, higher prices, the strength of the dollar. But I think we'll continue to be successful because our products are demanded so much internationally.
When it comes to, you've obviously had a chance to, as you work with producers here domestically, you've seen the challenges of our competitors. How do we position, what's the secret for USMEF when it comes to positioning our beef, our pork, even our lamb in that international community?
I think what USMEF does uniquely, and until you're actually in the markets and you see them doing it, you don't really truly understand. But they take a very unique marketing approach in each country and then markets within those countries and really tailor the marketing approach to the culture and the relationships that they develop in markets. So it's a unique approach. They don't just have a broad-brushed approach. But the quality and safety and the perception of U.S. products worldwide is so good that enables them to, you know, use that base and further promote all of those attributes in the market, and they're demanded today worldwide. When you think about beef, you know, just the high quality aspects of our beef products worldwide puts us up into a position that helps us to compete very well with some of the other products that we compete with.
Circle back around to your kind of your expertise, this traceability issue. What is it that really we need to be providing? I know there's been some criticism of the U.S. system that we just don't have that thing, you know, it's not nicely tied up into a single box, it seems like, as far as information for international consumers, international customers. Is that a worry? In other words, do we need to do a better job, or what do we need to do regarding this whole issue of being able to provide that information trail to customers?
The identification traceability continues to be one of the issues when we get into negotiations that our trading partners feel that we lack in. So we need to continue as livestock producers to look at ways to make that system more robust. So when I'm in front of producers every single day, I say we need to look at systems that are progressive, that are innovative, and we need to cover, you know, market animals today in a way that makes us compete better internationally with what other countries are doing.
Kind of a bully pulpit for you for the next year as far as being chairman of USMEF. Anything in particular that you're really interested to see, you know, maybe talked about, advocated on behalf of our U.S. meat industry?
You know, I just want to communicate countrywide about the value of exports and what they bring. You know, I think oftentimes producers don't hear about it enough. And so it's more just educating and communicating the great value that exports bring to our livestock producers, and then also with USMEF specifically, understanding how great the diversity is of the organization and how all of these groups work together to promote exports together worldwide. So it's a great return on investment for producer dollars into USMEF.